Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're looking at Mission Impossible movies and going, what's this one?
It's Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
And
we're doing more than that. We're doing more than answering the question, which one is that?
And leave a like.
Oh, okay. And that's it. Good night, everybody.
No, Mason.
Oh.
Because this week, of course, even though my wife's away and I'm dying looking after the kids, I'm literally dying, Mason.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
I'm going to do another big stunt this week. It'll be at the end, or I didn't.
That's right.
Find out.
I mean, you said Tom Cruise
was
a loser and a coward for only holding his breath for 6 minutes.
Yep.
So you said you could beat that easily.
I did.
Or possibly a different stunt.
Or possibly a different stunt.
So we'll see. We haven't thought of it yet. We'll do it. Anyway, you're literally dying. So hopefully you've got a Rebecca Ferguson-style character who can who can jumpstart your heart and then betray you. Not betray you?
Yeah.
But then betray you again.
Yeah.
But then not betray you. And then we all go rogue. Everybody goes off.
Everyone goes off book, off script. They go rogue. Oh. We'll talk about it. You know what's interesting about this one?
What's that?
So Tom Cruise and Christopher McQuarrie, they actually credit the success of the Marvel movies for their decision to make this more serialized as a franchise.
Because in this one, we get the debut of Solomon Lane, who is the primary villain, or at least a significant villain of this one, and then
the next
six.
One. And he goes, yes.
And then maybe seven?
Yes.
Unless he died in six, I can't remember.
Ethan. Yeah.
I also consider the movie The Stranger to be part of this. That's after Solomon Lane was soundly defeated.
Yeah.
He went to sort of semi-rural Australia and became just a real burnout guy, you know?
And other things.
Yeah.
And other terrible things.
Other terrible things. People should check that movie out.
Here's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of this that I forgotten.
Mm.
For example, Jeremy Renner's in this movie.
That was the first one, yes.
And he's in it like a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, but we were talking about Fallout last week.
Yeah.
We were talking about Ghost Protocol last week.
Mm.
And we said, isn't it a shame that Jeremy Renner isn't in any more of these? And then we looked at the poster for the next one and we're like, oh, no, he is.
There
what
he is.
Is this a fan-made poster? Is this a wish list? I wish Jeremy Renner was back. No, he is back. Isn't that wild?
Well, speaking of him being back, apparently Jeremy Renner still has one more Mission Impossible movie on his contract.
Oh.
So who knows? I'd like to see him pop up again.
Yeah, I would like to see a lot of the
all of them?
Yeah, a lot of secondary characters that have disappeared.
What about this? Avengers Endgame finale scene. It's a room full of people and it's just everybody who's ever been in this is just masks off.
Oh my God, yes please.
Just masks off for days. John Voight's there. Everybody from the original series.
That's right.
Just everything.
Oh, some of the characters from the video game, the NES game, getting hit by trucks. Oh my God, yes please. That would be great.
Yeah. See, thinking back on this before I went into it again. Mm. I quite like this one, by the way. I think it's pretty great.
I think it's pretty great also. I didn't love it at the time.
No, I remember liking it. And I remember thinking, well, they did the big stunt up top, which is spectacular.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it. But I don't really remember much else.
And what I remembered most of it was the subsequent big stunt, which is the scene where Ethan has to go into the server room, the underwater server room, much of which is sort of CGI'd out.
And
you know, it doesn't
big CGI arms
thing. And apparently, you know, he did a lot of underwater work for this, but it doesn't look real.
No, it doesn't, yeah.
It was a little bit disappointing, and I think that's probably the reason that
they tried to make it like a Marvel movie.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's Marvel's fault.
That's right. Any success in this, Tom and McQuarrie's doing. Any failures, it's
Kevin Feige.
It's Kevin Feige or somebody put motion smoothing on their TV. That's probably what I did, and I apologize.
Yeah. But you know what I really enjoy about this movie? It really starts to build on the legend of Ethan Hunt.
Mm.
There's a couple of key moments.
Yes.
One where he meets like a junior IMF agent. She's like, oh my God, you're real. You're that guy that I love or whatever. And he's like, yeah, maybe I am, baby. Mm. Maybe I am.
Maybe I am. Just keep your eyes on this guy and let your guard down. Oh, you're dead. Oh, you're dead.
And the other moment is where Alec Baldwin does a speech and calls him the living manifestation of destiny.
That's exactly right. I tell you who was doing some good face acting in this movie. It's both Sean Harris and Alec Baldwin are doing some insane, like, bug-eyed rage acting behind their eye, and it's great.
Oh,
I love
it. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
So the story in this one, you're not going to believe it. The IMF is disbanding.
Oh.
And that's not good because there's big terrorism happening all the time now.
That's right. Because and they're the guys that stop big terrorism.
That's right.
The other guys are in the pocket of big terrorism.
Sometimes they contribute to big terrorism.
It's a real roll of the dice with these guys, isn't it?
But you know who doesn't contribute to big terrorism?
Ethan Hunt.
Ethan Hunt, that's right.
Mm. But they think he does.
Yeah.
So he's got to go rogue.
It's crazy because they also know that he's the living manifestation of destiny.
Mm.
So you think that they would remember that.
Yeah, but Alec
he doesn't do big terrorism.
Alec Baldwin comes to that realization later in the movie. I think that's his character arc.
Oh, okay.
I hate Ethan Hunt, but he's a whirlwind of chaos and he saves the world a lot of the time.
That's right, yeah.
And I love him. And now I'm his boss and best friend and we go on a picnic together.
Yep. But I do love the idea of this rogue nation, like these presumed dead or missing agents that have formed their own little coalition.
I love it in theory, and I think that's perhaps one of the reasons that I didn't love it initially on the cinema release, because they refer to it as an anti-IMF, right? And if you're going to give us an anti-IMF, I personally want that like similar squad trope.
Yeah, okay.
Like you've got a computer guy and you've got a brawler and you've got a gadget guy and they come up against each other. I know that's not particularly realistic, but if you recall in the last movie we had that movable hologram hallway.
Mm-hmm,
so this movie franchise isn't strictly speaking about realism all the time.
You want a scene where they're walking towards each other like down the street and they're just locking into the doppelganger version of themselves?
They're lined up exactly the same way. Exactly right. And, you know, Simon Pegg has form in that because he was in Shaun of the Dead and
That's true.
They had an alternate squad, right?
They really did.
And that's kind of what I want. So that is a little bit disappointing, but you know, some of them have got some chops. They've got a gun in a bassoon or whatever.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I think that's a trombone.
Well, okay. I think you're probably right. I think it's upright double bass. We know music.
I love that opera sequence and the way it's timed with the music. It feels like a level of Hitman. Like,
yeah, it does.
Which I think there is a level of Hitman, which is pretty much just this.
Mm.
And I love that there's a guy and I enjoy this whenever they do it because it's so rare.
I love it in movies when there's a guy as well because oftentimes in a movie where there's no guy, empty room.
What are you looking at?
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Ugh.
What is this, an Andy Warhol fucking movie where it's a picture of a can of soup or whatever?
Right?
Yuck.
Needs there to be a guy eating that soup. Then you got a movie.
It's a movie. But I love when there's a guy comically bigger than Tom Cruise.
Mm.
And not just accidentally
bigger.
So just
a normal man.
I guess so, yeah. But, you know, like, noticeably bigger because I feel like they don't lean into it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that he's not, like, a huge guy, which is fine, by the way.
Yeah.
But just
except in when Jack Reacher came out.
Oh, yeah, that was a problem.
Mm.
But luckily they've compensated with the biggest man that they could find.
Mm.
Speaking of finding, Rebecca Ferguson is such a good find for this series.
Agreed, yes.
My goodness. As a, I don't know if it's a counterpoint, but as an equal to Ethan Hunt, it's just all there.
That's
you
right.
You know? Mm. Love that.
Much better than his wife.
Yeah.
Come on.
She sucks.
She's killed like two guys in her whole life.
Two guys.
Come on, Rebecca Ferguson's probably killed hundreds of guys.
Probably.
Probably while they were enjoying a can of soup. Bang. Face down in the soup. That's a movie.
That is a movie.
But you're absolutely right. She's got the skills.
Yep.
She's got the
Yellow dress.
She's got the yellow dress.
I feel like that's like an iconic spy look.
She's got a gun in a banister.
Yeah, gun in a banister.
Whatever that.
Mm-hmm.
Safety rail.
Yeah, you know? I think it's a trombone.
Yeah.
Yeah, really great. And I love that there's, you know, some tech in this that maybe isn't super over the top, but we haven't seen it before. He's got new weird underwater goggles.
That's true.
That's good.
He drives a motor car.
He does drive a motor car. He has an oxygen glove that... Like it's like a video game.
Yeah.
You know, life health meter.
That's true.
Telling him when he's going to die. You know when you're going to die. You don't need to look at that.
Yeah. You get a sense about it, you know?
Get a sense about it. He's got a glass disintegrating thing.
That's true. That's what have great. We seen that in before? It's James
on a,
Bond.
Yeah, it's on a ring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe he stole it from James Bond. Unbelievable.
After all the thieving James Bond has done over the years.
Exactly. And watching this, there's a few things that really struck me compared to, say, like, the Fast and Furious franchise.
Go on. You know what? Because I think, honestly, the Fast and Furious franchise and Mission Impossible do share some elements.
Yeah.
But I think Mission Impossible...
And maybe cast members.
Yeah, yeah. I and don't maybe know. And maybe, like, MacGuffins.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a chip with a list.
Is that laser going to bounce off the moon and hit the president? I hope not.
Sure. Actual line of dialogue from Fast and Furious 1, ladies and gentlemen.
But there's a moment in this where they have a car chase mm-hmm. through an exotic locale.
Oh, yeah.
Similarly to Fast X. And these things are night and day. And I'm not talking about the Tom Cruise, Cameron Diaz action thriller, night and day.
That's right.
Talking about the comparisons here. I know there are some sequences that would have to be CGI'd, like that car flip or whatever.
Right, right, right.
But so much of it is real.
Side note. Do you think, you know, because I think in America, it's not required you always wear your seatbelt.
Does I think that, depending on the state or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, but does that mean that some Americans think that if you put your seatbelt on, you can survive a car flipping 10 times over and over?
Yes.
That, okay.
And it's true. Simon Pegg should know that also.
Yeah.
He's a British man.
That's exactly
Maybe
right.
that's why he's like, what am I even doing this for?
Yeah, yeah. But you're absolutely right. The action, the chase sequences in these movies feel real and terrifying. The motorcycle chase, when...
Oh, he's in his element.
When Ethan has just had a heart attack and has been brought back to life, and he's like, you know what'll be fun? And he's already done a car chase. He's like, you know what would be fun after? You know, a little...
Also, his heart had just restarted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little after-dinner mint would be? Motorcycle chase.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is terrifying.
Yeah, really good stuff. Mm. Because also, he's doing it for real, and he's just, like, in a weird shirt.
You know? That's right, yeah.
You come off that, whether you're in a movie or not, your whole skin is gone.
Yeah.
You're shucked like a cob of corn.
Or you're wearing that shirt in your coffin. Because it's been welded to your body. Oh, snakeskin, interesting.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Sing jokes yeah. for a funeral.
Well, I guess he does come off the bike, doesn't he? Because she knows his weakness. Standing in the middle of the road and you have to be a person that he sort of likes or trusts,
That's
sort
true.
Of. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. He's not willing to do that.
That's right.
Which I appreciate. I've got a note here that just says, "Fuck the Brits" in all caps. And I don't know what that is okay. in reference to. Presumably Rebecca Ferguson's boss. I like that actor.
I don't know. Is it because... Well, my first thought was like, You know, the IMF is like, oh my God, the syndicate, they're going to kidnap the prime minister. And as a person in a nation...
Who has kidnapped the prime minister.
Exactly. And in a nation, we have a prime minister. My first thought was, who cares? Whatever, just replace him.
There'll
I don't
be
care.
Another one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're going to butcher those dudes. They all look the same. It's
exactly.
fine.
Exactly. Just drown him in a... Drown him in the ocean and name a pool after him. It's yep. fine. And then we'll get the next guy can move one to the left and he can be the prime minister now.
Now, that's not a hypothetical thing, is it?
No.
That's a thing that happened in this country.
To Harold Holt, yes.
I love that scene at the end, though. It's very tense and they're all in a room and they're like, Ethan Hunt is coming. He's going to do a big mission.
Mm, he is the sun.
Yeah.
He is the sun and the moon. He is the beginning and ending of the universe itself.
He might be shooting a laser and bouncing it off the moon to kill the British Prime Minister, we That's suspect.
Right. Mm.
And I'd forgotten which one he was in that room. But I knew he was in the room and I'm looking at him like, he could be Alec Baldwin, but Alec Baldwin is doing the speech and that would be weird if...
Yeah.
Like he was
And Ethan Hunt is super cool.
Yep.
And he's actually he's taller than you'd think. And also
he doesn't need to wear stilts when he's impersonating Alec Baldwin.
That's exactly right. No, it was me.
And then it was the guy.
Yeah, it was the other guy.
Yeah, yeah, really good stuff. Yeah. Loved all that. I also liked at the end how they just trapped the villain in the box.
Yeah, and then kicked the box over.
Like
That's
a
cool.
rat.
Yeah, got him.
Yeah.
Nice. Nobody had tried that before, had they?
No.
On this international super spy, they try to trace his financials or track him down through a series of international arms deals or whatever. Now trap him in a box.
Or beat him up.
Wait till he goes to the shops and then trap him in a box.
Yeah. They got him. They got him good, mate. Yeah. But I think he's going to get out of that box, though.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, sooner rather than later, yeah. So I guess the question is, and it's becoming redundant at this point, does he go...
Yes.
Does he go rogue?
Oh, yes. Also that.
But they make him go rogue, to be fair.
Mm.
I mean, they always make him go rogue, I guess.
He could retire.
Yeah, but they shut it down and
oh, well.
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's the question then. Is he still technically going rogue if his organization has been shut down?
Well, he grows that beard. So what does that tell you?
Oh, then yes, absolutely.
Mm. Remember that bit they thought he was in that room?
He was in a different room. It's a different freaking room.
Did you think he was in that room?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd seen it before, but still. You know, he's shifty, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could be in the same room.
Yeah, he really could be. What about the hair? What about the hair situation? Speaking of things
you know
we
what?
Come
I thought
to.
It was quite versatile.
Me
you
too.
Know what I mean? He had a good swoop to the
had
fringe.
Had a flop to it.
Had a flop to it. Looked good in the action sequences, but when he goes to the opera, makes it look real nice.
Exactly.
It was a good level for him.
You can't do that with a Mission Impossible 2/4 hair.
That's true, and you can't do it with a Mission Impossible 1 too militaristic, you know
We've
what I mean?
We've talked about that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Fresh out of the military. What
That's
was
right.
he thinking with
oh
that haircut?
Oh, my God, embarrassing.
He looks like a Lego man. You could set your fucking watch to that haircut, Mason.
That's right.
Disgusting.
Mm, but you couldn't play a bassoon to it, could you?
No.
Mm.
Anyways, Mason, it's trivia. Mission Impossible. That's in Crucible edition.
I love that.
These are all the things that I found in Crucible about Tom Cruise.
Okay, I'm ready.
I've just compiled them into this one section.
Okay, I'm ready to disagree, but I don't think I will.
Sometimes they might be, say, organically spread across the video.
Mm.
Not this time, Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also brought to you by Halo 5. Did you know?
What?
It's in the movie.
Oh, it is too. Is it not Halo 3, I think?
No.
Is it?
Halo 3 is from like 2007
oh,
or whatever.
Also, like in that scene, Benji's got a little mirror set up. So if somebody comes down the hall... They're like, he can switch off his Halo 5.
You're saying he should have had a mirrored hallway situation?
I think he should have requested a different office. But also, like, by the time you see... He's not a very good agent. By the time see somebody in that mirror, they've clocked you already. You have a 3-monitor set up and you're playing Halo on it.
True.
Come on, man.
I mean, he's getting his work done and that's what's important.
That's true.
You know? Mm. That's what I think the problem...
If he's got time to Halo, he's got time to Halo jump out of a plane. Mission Impossible Fallout.
Yeah. I understand
That's the expression in the IMF.
So apparently Tom Cruise learned to hold his breath for 6 minutes, which ended up extending the length of the stunt because they were like, how long can you do? And he's like, I don't know, 6 minutes. And they're like, okay, I guess we'll make this sequence 6 minutes.
Initially, they would have been like, okay, well, how about you finish the stunt and then you just sit around in the water for an extra 2 minutes. And he's like, could you extend the... I'll look a bit silly.
Could I hit by a big CGI arm?
Oh, yeah. It could work.
Then I'll keep doing some swimming?
Yeah.
The stunt coordinator apparently told Simon Pegg that Tom Cruise was doing all the driving because he didn't have a better driver than him.
Wow.
I bet that was Tom Cruise with a mustache.
Yes.
This isn't Tom Cruise related, but it's in here. It's snuck in, but here we go. This is the first Mission Impossible film not to feature the jump and hang scene.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Pretty incruisable.
That is incruisable.
Because I can't. It's hard to. I'm pretty incruised that it's not in here.
Yeah, I understand. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And apparently the big air stunt, that was 5,000 feet in the air.
Okay.
Insane thing to do. Apparently it took him like a couple of days for his body temperature to come back to normal.
Okay.
He had to wear special contacts which covered his entire eyeballs.
Those are called glasses, but all right.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're special.
Okay.
I saw it behind the scenes. Special. They said it was special.
I think they're probably just clear frames. They probably got them as
specsavers. No, contacts. They go over his eyeballs. They're not...
That sounds like glasses.
They're not glasses. All they right. stick to his eyeballs.
Interesting. Those sound like the bottom of Coke bottles.
There's footage of it.
Okay, I believe you.
And apparently they did it 8 times. And they had to do it like at a very specific time of day because you know you need a certain amount of light and et cetera and blah, blah, blah. You know. Also, he nearly fell out the back. He went and he nearly fell out the back.
That's true, yeah.
That's a mistake they nearly made in this movie. God, I hate mistakes in movies, Mason.
What a goose.
They
bloke.
Make me so mad.
Yeah.
Anyways, you ready for a big stunt?
Yeah.
I didn't do one.
Whoa.
There's not one here.
Oh, wow.
What do you think of that?
I mean, that's bold. I mean, you know, it's not that you could die.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of people could swear never to watch one of these videos ever again. So
that's quite
dangerous.
I dare them not to.
Wow.
I dare them to sit through all of this dreck and then never come back.
Yes.
I dare you.
Wow.
Anyways, box office. On a budget of $150 million, this took home in the international market $682.7 million, which is slightly below four, but still a very good number. Bearing in mind, though, this came in behind Star Wars Episode 7, Jurassic World, Furious 7, Age of Ultron, Minions, Spectre, Inside Out. And what's interesting about all of those brands, except for probably Minions, a lot of people have lost faith in those.
Oh, like now?
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Whereas Mission Impossible, people are just...
They're raring to go.
They're raring to go.
Because it's a movie, it's a big movie going experience. You see it at the movies, and Tom Cruise will not allow it to go onto streaming in 45 days or whatever it is.
That's right. And if you watch it at home, even in the allotted window, there's a good chance he could come to your house and kill you.
That's right. He'll come out of that motion smoothing. He just slurp his way out of it and he'll get you. You can do that, you know.
Absolutely. Anyways, come back next week for Mission Impossible. They fight in the bathroom.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, Henry Cavill's going to reload his arms and his mustache is going to spring out.
His mustache is going to
open. Oh, my God. This is it. This is the reverse Justice League. This is the other side of that coin.
Oh, yeah.
Of the weird CGI face that he had in Justice League because Paramount wouldn't let him shave the mustache. Oh, my God.
It's incredible.
It's come full circle.
It really has. And maybe people want to say that early. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Because they're still here, yep. I think. Even though I threatened them.
You threatened them.
You can actually head over to bigsandwich.co, which is like our private Patreon, where if you sign up there, these always go up early.
That's right.
And in addition to that, there are thousands of hours of bonus exclusive content, including movie commentaries, video game let's plays, bonus podcasts, and our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows that comes out every Monday. That actually comes out there. On Sunday as opposed to Monday.
Is it really thousands of hours?
Yeah, probably.
That's too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Says a lot about us, I think.
I think it
and
does.
And the amount of free time we have.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks everybody.
Wow. Bang up job.
I agree.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.